Knife Party are back, ladies and germs, with a Sneak Attack EP, which follows on from their debut LP, which is called Abandoned Ship. And you know, I never know what to expect from you guys except greatness, and once again, you've delivered, so thank you for the music.
Thank you for the music.
No problem.
What's going on, Rob? What kind of mood are you in right now?
Pretty good. I've been playing Fallout 4 nonstop for a couple of days. Yeah. Guilty.
So in between games of Fallout 4, you've had a chance to make music. Tell us about the origins of this EP. You know, we just played the world record Plur Police, which just put hair on everyone's chest. So talk us through Trigger Warning, this EP, which is coming out next week.
We were hearing a lot of music around the time of Ultra this year in March, and we were hearing all these DJs playing these a little bit cheesier stuff. And
awful! Just call it! Most of it is just
You said it. You know, in the Knife Party state of mind, we sort of heard all this awful stuff and then decided to make some. Like, we weren't really happy with the music that was coming out, and so it's a bit of a piss take at the star.
Well, this is the thing I think that many people along the way have misunderstood about the Knife Party experience, is that there is definitely a sense of humor.
Yeah, it's not supposed to, supposed to be a completely serious project.
Yeah, well, joke's on you, because guess what? Guess what happens when you come up with a joke that everybody finds funny, everyone likes? You sell a lot of records.
Yeah.
You play a lot of big places. Do you find moments when you're on stage in front of 150,000 people and you think, like, wow, this joke isn't funny anymore?
Yeah. Every day.
It says here in your bio, professionally ordered and paragraphed, that you're formerly members of influential drum and bass act Pendulum. I didn't realize that formerly was a word you're throwing around now.
Yeah, neither did I. I guess it's in there, though.
Cool. So we can officially announce that Pendulum is no longer a thing.
I wouldn't say that.
Listen, I mean, I think before I hit you with the hammer of truth, let's talk about Knife Party and the fact that this EP was unexpected to me. I didn't even feel there was a time when we might even get a debut album out of Knife Party, because I felt we were taking one song at a time. And yet you've made this music. So obviously you are still getting something out of this experience, the two of you in this world of EDM.
I mean, the Knife Party project was, it started out as us almost, because the EDM scene was growing and we felt like, you know, we'd been part of the beginnings of it, but not really. And we're going to get, you know, sort of bypassed as, you know, all these new acts came through. So it started out as something that we just wanted to give a go at it. It's always been fun.
The whole thing from the get-go was supposed to be the polar opposite of Pendulum and just not taken too seriously.
Now we can focus on the future. What is 2016 all about? And, you know, what can we expect from you guys?
Maybe some surprising things happening next year with different sort of projects, but we can't say too much just yet.
That was f***ing terrible.
Hints are fun.
That wasn't a hint. You just laid it out. I mean, that's a headline right there. I mean, what are you doing? Like folk music? What else? Come on. This is it. This is the moment. This is what it's all been driving for. This is what our friendship, we've spent years on the road. It all comes down to this moment right here when I lay it up for you. This is the alley-oop of all time. I'm throwing it up. You guys, it's a full court press with 2 seconds to go. The ball is in the air. Here comes Rob Swire. He takes the ball. He's going in. This is the moment we've all been waiting for right here, sports fans. Here it comes.
Oh, he dropped the ball, the crowd booed.
Oh, shit. How could you do that? And with that, Pendulum fans go to bed without a hook. One more time, ladies and gentlemen. One more time. Best interview ever. Take that, Adele.
I'm in a...